19 of Chaf Hei.
Not talking about the Churban Yerushalayim. It talks about, it was a kina written by somebody called Kavanamas Ben Yehuda. I don't know who he was. It's talking about three cities in the Rhineland that were subjected to slaughter and pogroms at the start of the First Crusade. This is even before Rashi. And what the significance of these three cities, we should understand that this is where Rashi's Rebbeim were. This is the source of our understanding of the Torah that we know from the commentary Rashi and his descendants, the Balei HaTosfos and his Rebbeim. This is a Makom Torah, a great Makom Torah. And what happened was that the Crusades were initiated, and the Goyim said, "Why do we need to travel all the way to Eretz Yisrael to fight the Arabs? We have our own enemies over here, the Jews. So we can mekayim the mitzvah of the popes, Yimach Shemam, by slaughtering Jews over here, and also stealing their money and throwing them out when we." And that was basically the beginning of the Nazis, basically. They just didn't have the technology of the Nazis in those days. So they did these things with swords and hatchets and things like that, which was less efficient. But that's the B'nai Adam. We started, basically, the Churban in Europe started then, basically. It lasted a long time. The cities that they're talking about are familiar names that we have. There's the three cities that are mentioned are let's see, and I don't know the order here. I forget the order. You'll excuse me. Was Spears and Vermeirish and Magenza. Spears had one pogrom, Vermeirish had two of them, one after the other, and Magenza, I think it was on Shavuos, that they were attacked, and they tried to bribe the local bishop to run into his palace and protect them, thing, and it didn't work, of course. And a lot of carbonis, people were slaughtered, children, women, children. And then they went on to other cities, and it's all in the history books about the Churban of the Crusades, what happened to the Yidden in Europe. And the Mekonin starts off with a... also, another aspect that is interesting, he writes, well, what should we do? Should we proclaim another day, a special day of Avelis for what happened? And he says, we can't, because everything stems from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That we're in Golis, and all the tzaras that happens to us, it all comes from that moment, and always comes back. Tisha B'Av is the day of that we have to recognize the day of our tzaras and to do tshuva. The first time that it happened, the day is the Meraglim, etc., etc., as all the kinnisim point out, of all the tzaras that happened since then. We cannot proclaim another day. It's not just a day of mourning, like the Goyim, they have a minute of silence, or they throw a reef on somebody's caver or whatever it is, and then they move on. The day of mourning for us is not a day of moving on, forget about it, let's move on. It's a day we got to remember why this happened and try to do something to fix it, and then it should taka be turned into a day of a yontif. You can't just have a big ceremony there, and they put a wreath somewhere, and then they move on. There is no extra day of mourning. Everything stems from the churban that we left the Torah and that we don't listen to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the cause of all our troubles. You can't just yell out "never again" or whatever they say. We have to fix ourselves. And therefore, he said, we cannot proclaim a new day. That's why you have this opposition, Bizman Azed, why the Chiloinim chose a day to remember to show a separate day from Tisha B'Av. That's a statement in itself, that they choose not to take the day of Tisha B'Av. It's a statement saying that the things have nothing to do with the Torah and not listening to Hashem and Tshuva. That itself is a tremendous tragedy, that we have a separate day called Yom HaShoah. But to get into the Kina, he quotes, he paraphrases many psukim from Eicha. And the first pasuk is he is from today's Aftira, basically, Mi'itein Rosh Imayim. And then the refrain is from the Kina that David HaMelech said the destruction of Shaul and Yonasan and Am Yisrael at the hands of the Plishtim, Al Beis Yisrael, Al Am Hashem, Kinof LeBachamim. About the first pasuk that he leads off with is from today's Avtaira, and it says like this: Mi Yitein Roishi Mayim Ve'Eini Mekar Dima. Who will fill my head with water, means for tears, that should be a source of everlasting tears. Be'evcha yomim v'laylo, and I will cry day and night. Eschal li be'sami. For the slain people of my nation. But let's look at the psukim before and find out what he's crying about. Of course, he's crying about the utter destruction and the churban that took place. That's something that shiver, makes a person shiver. The killing of people and the other destruction, the brutality, the cruelty that went on. But look at a few psukim before, what the Yirmiyahu is saying. And he's saying that the invaders are coming. And what happened? He says, says Hine kol shavas bas ami mi'eretz marchakim. I could see that my nation is—they're going to go to Galus, and I hear them very far away in the far off land. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Ha'Hashem ein b'tzion, im Malka ein ba. Is the Rebbein Shem not in Tzion? Is our king not there? So Rashi comments, why didn't they do tshuva? Why didn't they dive into the Rebbein Shalom? They saw the enemy coming. They went to look for a pact with Mitzrayim or some other nations, political pressure, this and that, all kinds of maneuverings. The Rebbein Shalom is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina is there. Come and dive in and do tshuva. That's what Yirmiyahu is complaining about. What happened? You look in the days, even the days when we did things wrong, we did mistakes, we made mistakes. There's the Yetzer Hara always trying to get us to go away from the path. But look, if you look during the days of the Shoftim, Tzaris came because they went and they worshiped Avodah Zarah and they left. But then they realized how to go back. It says, and then they turned back to the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom sent a Moshiach to save them. And now, Yirmiyahu is saying, what happened? Don't you understand how to get back? Is Hashem not in Zion? Malka ain't bored. The Rebbein Shalom is still there. We're still Am Hashem. No, they didn't do that. Madua Yechisuni B'sif B'psileim B'hevle Neicha Ova Kayitz Kola Kayitz Ova Kotzir Kola Kayitz. They thought they're going to, Rashi says that the Mitzrayim is going to come to save them. No, the days of the years moved on and Zion never showed up. V'nachnu lo nishanu. The other pasuk, Atzori ein begilad. Is there no balm in Gilad, in medicine? Im roifa ein shom, says Rashi. Why didn't they look to the tzaddikim to learn from their midos and use them as the leaders and their mentors and the turn to the Rabbi Shlalem? The roifa refers to the anoshim tzaddikim that were in the days. Madua le'olsa ruchas basami. Why didn't we go to the Talmid Chachamim, to the tzaddikim, to learn how to heal ourselves? That would have helped. And that, so therefore the crying is for two things. The one thing is for the utter destruction, and the crying is that we don't know what to do. We don't know that we are Am Hashem, and that we can turn back to the Rabbi Hashem. He's waiting for us to listen to us. And we go and we look for other means to solve our problems. As apparent today, there's going to go to the UN, and you're going to go to this ally, you're going to appease this one, and you're going to do that one and this one. There's only one way out. It's to return back to the Rabbi Nishlag. The other phrase that recurs over here on after each stanza of Beis Yisrael V'Olam Hashem Ki Nafla B'Charev, as I mentioned before, was when the boy, the Ben Ish Amaleki, Ger Amaleki, came reported to David that Shaul and Yonason were killed and the Plishtim and the Am ran away from the war, and the Plishtim seemed to have won the battle and many people were killed. So David and his people with him, what they did was they tore their clothes and they sat down. Vayivku, vayitzmu. I don't remember the exact pasuk, but the beginning and the end of the pasuk says, "Al Shaul v'al Yonason benoi v'al Beis Yisrael v'al Am Hashem ki naflu b'charev." Shaul and Yonason, the Nasi and the Abbezin, were destroyed, were killed. And David understood what happened, because David was a person that was said about him, Ki Hashem Imoi. Hashem was with David, and David knew that, and he felt it. And even if he made a mistake, and if he sinned, David knew that Hashem Imoi, and he could always turn back to Rabbi Shalom and be close, because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And David probably remembered that at the beginning, when Shaul was the Melech, and the Plishtim attacked because they heard that they appointed a Melech to Klal Yisrael. If I remember correctly, I didn't look it up, you'll excuse me, but I think Shaul was there with 600 people, and he was about to fight against 30,000 Plishtim, and they didn't have any weapons either. But Shaul, when he was appointed the Melech, he was the Bechir Hashem. And at that point, he also felt like David felt, that Hashem Imoi. And he had no fear of any of the Plishtim or anybody, because he knew Hashem was with him. And he won, of course. Just as when David went to Goliath, he had no fear whatsoever of him, because he felt Hashem was with him. Hashem Imoi. And that's the tragedy, that he was Mekoine. Shaul and Yonason Benoi fell by the sword. It must have been that Hashem was not with them. And the Beis Yisrael, why did they lose? Because the Al Am Hashem, we're Am Hashem, and we didn't realize it. And we didn't turn to Rabbi Shem enough. in order to get saved. And that's the problem. And that's what he's mekainen, and that's what Yirmiyahu was crying about. It's not just the destruction. It's that we don't understand who we are. We don't understand that the Baruch Hashem is waiting for us to help us. And we learn in today's Sedra, this week's Sedra, it says we should pay attention. I guess the problem is we don't. And what does Moshe say to us? Ki mi goy gadol ashelo elohim karoivim elov kashem elokeinu v'chol kareinu elov. That's opposition. The Bansham wants us to call and not to go to other means in order to solve our problems. Our problems are because we leave the Rabbi Shalom. The way to solve our problems is to go back to the Rabbi Shalom. And Yetz Hashem recognize that we are Goy Gadol and we are Am Hashem b'chol kareinu elov. We should take that seriously, and the Rebbe Hashem should listen to our tefillahs and bring the Gula of Meir.